Wednesday. We preach sometimes sermons related to that, so I guess we might as well include grandparents. I think the Hallmark card recognizes a Grandparents' Day. I don't know when it is, but about every third weekend for me. So. Christine. Probably should have titled this thing, Help Me, I'm a Grandparent. Bible speaks of grandparents only once. At least the word grand and then either grandfather, grandmother. 2 Timothy 1, verse 5. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois, thy mother Eunice, and I'm persuaded that in thee also. Bible mentions children's children. Same thing, grandchildren. Mentions a son's son six times in the Bible. So certainly grandparents is a Bible topic. We certainly address it. But we have a question we're going to ask in this lesson is, how can we make the most of our grandparent years? I know that Jim and Sharon don't have children, but they do have abundant nephews and nieces and adopted children far and near. I know they were with us all the time from our boys were pre-Little League. And they always went to many of our children's games. We went on vacations together, parades, all kinds of things through the years. And I always kidded them through the years. And I would say, if anything ever happens to me and Christine, Jim, Sharon, you guys get our boys. I think they halfway believed that was really in our will. But I know they celebrated when JC, our youngest, reached 18. They went on a nice vacation. Really splurged. Out from under that obligation. So I've listed what six things about grandparenting just to kind of notice in our time this evening. Number one, view grandparenting as a crown. As a crown. In Proverbs 17, verse 6, I put all of these in your notes, but it says, children's children are the crown of old men. Old women, too. I should say older. Just older. So probably, I know some people might dread becoming a grandparent because it moves them into that, what they may think, an old age category. But God sees it as a promotion, a step up. You become a grandparent, there's a coronation. You've just been crowned. I know Christine and I have now moved up. Both of our parents are gone. And so we're the oldest in our family. I couldn't imagine when younger years this situation ever taking place. Just seems so far, far away that we would be the oldest one day in the family. But the Bible says your gray head is to be cherished. The gray head is also to be colored. So it can't be. But in Proverbs 16, verse 31, the hoary head, the hoary means old or ancient, means also having white or gray hair, is a crown of glory if it be found in the way of righteousness. In Proverbs 20, verse 29, the glory of young men is their strength. The beauty of old men is the gray head. So you've got gray is beautiful. It's not the new orange or whatever that phrase is, but it's gray. It's nice. Now some things, when they get older, get more valuable. Some things that become older become antiques or vintage or valuable with age. And Job 32, verse 7 says, I said, days should speak. And multitude of years should teach wisdom. So as we get older, there's something to behold in that age or that era. There's something that younger than us should listen to. You know, there's wisdom in that. The wisdom of age, the wisdom of experience that youth has not captured yet. They cannot capture it because it's something that's associated with age. So grandparents, enjoy the grandchildren, wear your crown. Number two, keep flourishing. Psalm 92, verses 13 and 14, be planted. Ah, that's the aged Christians, the planted ones, the established. Those that have been around a while, you know, the vintage Christians. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. They shall be fat and flourishing to show that the Lord is upright. Some of you qualify, I know. No point. 2 Corinthians 4, verse 16 says, for which cause we faint not. Though the outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. So the continuing spiritual growth of older members is a witness, or it's a testimony to younger generations coming up. So there's something that we need to value in older age. And I'll mention, you know, in grandparents or grandparenting. And one man prayed, Lord, let me live till I die. Now let me flourish, even in old age. Caleb, I put in your notes, 85 years old, still wanted to be involved in taking the promised land. In Joshua 14, I'll read the whole verse for you. In Joshua 14, beginning at verse 10, Caleb said, and now, behold, he's talking to Moses, the Lord has kept me alive. I am this day 85 years old. As yet I am as strong at this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. Now therefore, give me this mountain. If so be the Lord will be with me, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. So when we get older, we become grandparents, we don't want to retire from spiritual activities just when our grandchildren are learning to get involved. So not less, we don't want us to get uninvolved. We need to stay in there. Someone said, life is not a pyramid dwindling toward its peak. He said, rather it's an inverted pyramid with its point in the soil and its wide base blaring toward heaven. We become more valuable. We're to be treasured as we get older. We need to, number two, keep flourishing, even as grandparents. Number three, leave an inheritance. Spiritual, eternal. Proverbs 13, verse 22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. The illustration of Paul's words to Timothy is in the introduction. You know, faith dwelt first in grandmother Lois. You know, I'm glad our boys were able to see the faith of Christine's parents. My parents had already passed away by the time they reached any significant age. And my dad died before they were born, and my mother lived back in Michigan and passed away. But I'm glad they were able to see the faith of Christine's parents. And I know they treasured that. They've spoken about that. Even Jared, our oldest son, gave Christine's dad's name as a middle name to Liam. An old man going down a lone highway came at evening, cold and gray, to a chasm vast and wide, deep and wide, through which was flowing a sullen tide. The old man crossed in the twilight dim. That sullen stream held no fears for him. But he turned when he reached the other side and built a bridge to span the tide. Old man, said a fellow pilgrim near, you're wasting your strength in building here. Your journey will end with the ending day. You never again will pass this way. You've crossed the chasm deep and wide. Why build you this bridge at eventide? Builder lifted his old gray head. Good friend, in the path I have come, he said. followeth after me today, a youth whose feet must pass this way. This chasm that has been as naught to me, to a fair-haired youth may a pitfall be. He too must cross in the twilight dim. Good friend, I'm building this bridge for him. So we need to, you know, leave an inheritance to those that follow after. Number four, fill in the gap. In other words, add to the parenting. How do I say it here? Just, you know, be a grandparent. But the idea is fill in the gap. So add to what your children are doing for your grandchildren. Be a grandparent, not a substitute parent, even though that situation many times exists in our society today, you know, for grandparents raising grandchildren. But we need, as grandparents, the lesson for us is, you know, be that icing on the cake. Add on to what your children are teaching your grandchildren, or fill in the gap that might exist. Because, see, in today's society, many times both parents work. And we recognize, society recognizes that a gap that needs to be filled, and they provided, that's what you put in your notes, you know, a daycare. Society has provided, seeing a need, a before and after school program. Society has given us boys and girls clubs, YMCAs, and so forth. So society has tried to fill the gap. But now we as grandparents need to add our part in that. So fill the practical gap. How did I say it in here? I didn't write these kind of phrases down, but number one, fill the practical gap. Titus 2, verse 3, aged women likewise, be teachers of good things. Teach your grandchildren good things. That they teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet and chaste. And it's all done, the last phrase is, that the word of God be not blasphemed. So we as grandparents need to be sure we teach younger generations good things in the text, practical things of life, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Fill in the moral gap. It's best if parents and grandparents have the same goals, but we again, this point in the lesson, reinforce the quality teaching of the parents, if that exists. I'm going to assume the best. You know, I always wanted my boys, when they were growing up, to hear a moral message from someone else besides dad and mom. And when they're growing up, if that's the message that they hear only from us, they're going to go walk away and say, oh, there goes dad again, or there goes mom again. So I always appreciated when my boys heard a moral message from their friends, or from their friends' parents, or from their coaches, or from their teachers, or even maybe in programs that they're watching, or from brethren. I always appreciate them hearing the message that I'm giving them, or Christine and I are giving them, from someone else. Grandparents fill in the gap. Your grandchildren already know what mom and dad are saying. Now add to it. Put the icing on the cake. Fill in the gap. That's what the moral gap. The love gap. I just put your notes. Maybe going to grandma's house is a special treat. Grandparents, not the author's unknown. Grandparents have a lovely way of bringing joy to every day by finding amusing things to do to show the love they have for you. They always seem to understand, always lend a helping hand. They're special, very dear, whom we love more each passing year. Grandparents are so many things. It's hard to define the joy they bring. They are a wonderful blessing from above. But most of all, grandparents are love. Grandparents. So we put in this next list, be a grandparent. I put fill in the knowledge gap. In 2 Timothy 3, verse 15, Paul writes to Timothy, from a child you've known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. From a child, you have the ability to know Scriptures. Grandparents, sure we teach grandchildren. It is possible, even when one of the parents are not a Christian. And we can do that. Acts 16, verse 1 says, a certain disciple was there, named Timothy, the son of a certain woman, which was a Jewess, and believed. But his father was a Greek. Ah. In verse 3, him with Paul had to go forth with him, meaning Timothy. Ah. His mom was a Jew. His father was a Greek. Might be a divided household in faith. So grandparents fill the gap. Thus, fill the gap. Number 5, I put pass it down. Pass it down. Or again, teach the grandchildren. In Genesis 18, verse 19. For I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him. They shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him. So God made a promise to Abraham. Why Abraham? Why? That's a great choice in hindsight. But God said, I know him. He will command his children and his household after him. Genesis 50, verse 23. Joseph saw Ephraim's children of the third generation. The children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up on Joseph's knees. Grandparents, put grandchildren on your knees. Tell them the Bible stories. Sing them the songs. Exodus 10, verse 2. The Lord said to Moses, that thou may tell in the ears of thy son and of thy son's son what things I have wrought in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that he may know how that I am the Lord. This was the situation when they were leaving Egypt and Moses did all the miracles before Pharaoh to let the children go. And then they were going to keep the Passover, and when they kept the Passover, they were to tell their children the meaning of that event, that once a year that they held the Passover. Review with your children and your children's children the Exodus, the story of deliverance. Teach the grandchildren. Last one I have would just stay beautiful. It's for all of us. Psalm 29, verse 2. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. All of us can do that. The beauty of holiness. Psalm 96, verse 9. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. For all of us need to fear God, and that should give us a beauty of holiness. So all of us can be beautiful no matter what our age. Prettiness, the beauty's on the inside. So that's the lesson just on grandparenting. I thought it just might be appropriate to put some thoughts together. And grandparenting, I had a list of things that we could teach and do, and I kept thinking of my in-laws, Christine's parents. Even though we and Christine did taught the boys how to cook and do a lot of things, just chores, things like that. But when the grandparents moved in, all three of my boys could cook. I mean, cook. Not just reheat something or put it in a microwave. They know. They know how to fix and repair certain things. Grandparents, well, we tried to do things too, but they filled the gap. They filled the gap. So that's perhaps why Jared said, I want to remember Daryl. Daryl died just a month before Liam was born. So, but he gave him Daryl's. Always at the close of a lesson, we sing a song of invitation, song of exhortation. And we're going to do that. Hymn number 501. There may be one this evening, not a member of the New Testament church, not a Christian, but be back at your request to be baptized. We can honor that. Or if you simply want to make a request before the congregation that's here, whatever that need is, let us know a situation that exists and say, pray for me. We can honor that too. You just need to let your request be known. So let's stand together. And